Okay, my clock is saying 3 o'clock, and it seems to be that we have a quorum. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope that your new year is off to a great start. I also hope and pray that all is well with all of what happened in 2020. And I know we're all in anticipation of even greater things to happen in 2021. I am going to call the Tuesday, January 5th, 2021 Special Board of Commissioners meeting to order pursuant to the March 16th, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General. And in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held via teleconference Zoom with a US toll number of 1-888-475-4499, a local number of 1-346-248-7799, and a meeting ID on Zoom of 836-1111. 5585. And so at this moment, I'd like to have a roll call of the Board of Commissioners by Mr. Thiele.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do want to join the chairman in wishing you all a happy new year and thanking you for your commitment, time, and consideration. I do join him in being happy to see 2020 in the rearview mirror and look forward to accomplishing great things in 2021. Commissioner Hernandez. Commissioner Kirkendall.
Present.
Commissioner Snowden.
Present.
Commissioner Ballard.
Here.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Here.
Commissioner Miller.
Here.
Commissioner Thomas.
Present.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. And I see Ms. Olga Infante on the line. We do offer the use of a Spanish interpreter. Master World Spanish interpreter has been instructed to be on the teleconference for the meeting as well. The translator will be available to speak, for the Spanish speakers who may need assistance for public comments only. Ms. Olga, if you would just introduce yourself in Espanol.
Of course, sir. Mi nombre es Olga Infante y soy la intérprete de Master World Services. Feliz año.
Thank you very much. We will move into, and I'm going to ask, at a special board meeting, do we have to have public comments, Mr. Thiele?
Defer to the attorneys.
Can you hear me?
What did you say, Keelan?
Oh, okay. I was making sure that you can hear me. Public comments to the extent that individuals would like to speak on any of the two agenda items that are listed today.
Okay, that's the only thing, or just public comments, period, as we usually open in the beginning of the meeting.
Public comments are at the discretion of the entity. However, state law does require governmental entities to allow the public to comment.
Okay.
Agenda items prior to voting.
Perfect. Well, since we have Ms. Olga here, we will have an open up for public comments at this time. For those individuals that may be on the line that would like to offer public comments, I'd ask that you push *9 to raise your hand for your question or comment. Speakers will be allowed 3 minutes for the public comment section. Speakers will only be allowed to speak once. I will inform you when those 3 minutes have expired. The board will generally not provide responses to the comments or answer any questions. HHA residents making comments are encouraged to clearly state their name and the property where they reside. Someone from the property management team or the staff will reach out to you directly regarding any issues. Are there any public comments at this time?
We have one caller.
Okay.
Caller 839, you can unmute and speak.
Happy New Year. This is Nakia Sims, resident at the Historic Oaks of Allen Parkway Village. I'm glad that we get to have public comments today about the five-year plan as well as the MTW. The important piece that I would like to talk about in the five-year plan is the transparency and the strengthening partnership language. One of the biggest assets and the biggest partners that's often underutilized are the people who actually receive the services. It is the residents. It's the residents that there's a reason that there is a board. It's the residents and those like my children who, while waiting on the public housing wait list due to a clerical error, ended up living in inhabitable conditions in a home that not only didn't have plumbing. My children, unlike the stereotypes, had a mom who started reading when they were in the womb, playing Mandarin tapes when they were in the womb. Even though we can have all of those ambitions for our children, however, there's still systemic racism under color of law and the history of discrimination within housing, which I hope that we will work with the residents in partnership to address as well as to cure. Even if residents are moved to high mobility areas, if you're not speaking to people with lived experiences, then you will have the illusion and not understand how, when there's a minority student, that there are implicit biases, that there is a necessity for support systems for those students where they are not only academically successful, but as well as where they're not mental health issues created by living under the color of law. So I hope with the five-year plan, we have responded as residents. We've attended the meetings. Unfortunately, some of the comments that we suggested or questions that we posed before the deadlines to fully be able to comment with all of the information in a timely manner, we did not receive feedback on questions, and me specifically, I didn't receive feedback on a plethora of questions that I posed so that I could, as a resident, as a leader, within the residents, fully understand where we're headed within Historic Oaks of Allen Parkway. $1 million was approved. I've responded to the board members, especially those of you that are supposed to represent us residents. My children are living in conditions where there's mold, where repairs are not being made, even though it's reported at the meetings that repairs are made within 1 day or 2 days. I've had to take self-help and put something up to cover up a where it looks like there's black mold. My daughter has been hospitalized. So I hope within the fair five-year plan and with Choice Mobility, the health of residents are truly considered. And as residents, voice not problems, but offer solutions that we are heard and that there are expanded opportunities for residents like myself, as well as other residents. And we will continue to work with the City of Houston, Harris County, Housing Community Development, so that there will truly be choices, transparency within the five-year plan, and that there will be expanded opportunities for those served by the Houston Housing Authority. I appreciate you all's time and look forward to working with
Thank you, Ms. Sims. Mr. Chairman?
I could assume that you would take Mark, this is Nicole. Chairman got knocked off. He's getting ready to sign back on. Really
figure it out. Thank you. Appreciate everyone's patience. The chairman is rejoining. Thank you. Thanks again for your patience. The chairman is rejoining.
It seems like the chairman is having a little bit of trouble calling back in. He'll be here in a second.
Thanks, Ms. Dixon. I appreciate everybody's patience.
Mr. Chairman, are you on the line?
And Ms. Dixon, in the interim, we do see an additional hand raised, a phone number ending 463. We're unmuted for comment.
Caller 463, you can unmute yourself.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
There's
one additional question now. Sorry about that, Mr. Chairman. One additional question. Caller 463, we're trying to have go ahead and speak.
463, that's the chairman. That's my number.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry about that, sir.
That's okay.
Welcome aboard.
Sorry, everyone. I do apologize. And Ms. Sims, I guess I didn't catch the end of it, but I will get with staff because I'd like to get your number so that I can reach out to you directly with some of the statements that have been made, not just at this meeting, but some of our previous meetings. So, Mr. Thiele, if you will get that information to me after this call, I'd appreciate it.
We have it. We will, sir.
And again, everyone, I apologize. Just got bumped off. Any other public comments? If not, we will move into our new business. Resolution number 3233, consideration to authorize the interim president and CEO to submit the moving to work plan and application, including required certifications of compliance, to the U.S. Department of HUD, Housing and Urban Development.
Mr. Chairman, resolutions 3233 states that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners adopts and approves the moving to work plan and application, including certifications of compliance with HUD and federal requirements and regulations, confirms that the MTW plan and application incorporates the selection of an alternative income-based tiered rent policy, confirms that the public process requirements as defined in HUD PH Notice 2020-21 were met in the development of the MTW plan and application, and authorizes the interim president and CEO to submit the MTW plan and application and all other required documentation to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and to make necessary changes and technical corrections pursuant to the memorandum dated December 28, 2020 from Jonathan Zimmerman, policy advisor to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO. Staff recommends adoption of this resolution.
Hearing the comments from Mr. Thiele, I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3233.
So moved, Commissioner Thomas.
Second.
Is there a second? It's been moved and properly seconded that we accept or adopt resolution number 3233. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to adoption of resolution number 3233? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted as presented. We'll now move to resolution number 3234, consideration to authorize the interim president and CEO to submit the 2021 PHA annual plan to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution number 3234 is that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO to submit to HUD the HHA annual plan for the calendar year 2021 with all attached certification, HUD forms, all necessary attachments and other documentation required for the receipt of capital funds program funds, and to make any technical corrections and to make the following 20 certifications as indicated in your documentation. And finally, that the PHA certifies that it is in compliance with all applicable federal statutory and regulatory requirements. That is pursuant to the memorandum dated December 28, 2020 from Jonathan Zimmerman, policy advisor to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO. Staff recommends adoption of this resolution.
Hearing the reading and comments on the resolution presented, resolution number 3234, I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3234.
I'll move, Ballard.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3234? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Mr. Thiele, I don't know, don't think that we have any items for executive session today, which requires our attention. We will be joining back here again on the 26th, if I'm not mistaken, for our regular scheduled board meeting. And I'm sure we will be able to take care of things at that time. If I'm correct, there.
Absolutely, that's at your discretion, sir. But we have nothing to bring forward.
Okay. That ends our business for today. To handle, I think this meeting was called purposely for these two items that needed consideration before we're able to submit and be in compliance with the U.S. Department of HUD. Would just share with you that please be prepared to join in with us for the regular January meeting. Look forward to the items. We will probably have a development committee meeting in the interim, and also a search committee meeting, and possibly even a finance committee meeting in the interim. And so commissioners, you'll be getting notices about those to try to schedule with you. Other than that, don't see any other items or any discussion points. To the commissioners especially, thank you for your time. We're looking forward to a productive year, exciting things that are before us that we will discuss with you in detail, especially at the January meeting, to give you a closeout on all of the activities that occurred in 2020 that we'll have before you, there's some great successes. I must say that we have had still some activities and maybe some trials to go forth that are before us, but I must say that we're on a good path forward. So thanks, everyone. At this time, I would like to move for adjournment of the meeting, special board meeting of the Board of Commissioners at 3:20 p.m. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second, Ballard.
This meeting is adjourned at 3:20 p.m. Thanks, everyone.
Stay safe, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.